My neighbor keeps telling me all about her grandson. I feel like I know everything about him already.
But you haven't met him yet, so you don't really know what he's like. I'm Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. Is there someone famous that you admire? Maybe you've read about them in school, done a report about them, and looked up everything you can find online. But unless you meet them personally, you only know about them. You don't really know them. But it's much different with Jesus. There's lots to read and learn about him in the Bible, but it doesn't stop there. When you decide to follow him with your whole life, you can know him personally. 1 John 5:20 says, Jesus has given us understanding so that we may know him. Now, let's jump into our story today. It's entitled, One Small Word. Daniel listened politely as his elderly neighbor chatted with him and his mom in the front yard. You and my grandson Benjamin would get along so well together, Mrs. Crane was saying. He really enjoys skateboarding, and did I tell you that he plays basketball? Daniel nodded. And that he's in my grade in school and that he has a baseball card collection. Mrs. Crane smiled and nodded. I really hope the two of you get a chance to meet sometime. After Mrs. Crane left, Daniel turned to his mom. Mrs. Crane is always telling me about her grandson. I must know just about everything there is to know about him. He sounds like a nice guy, but I'm getting pretty tired of hearing about him. I wish she'd either introduce us or forget the whole thing. The next Saturday, it happened. The doorbell rang, and there was Mrs. Crane and a boy about Daniel's age. Hi, Daniel, said Mrs. Crane. This is Benjamin, my grandson. She smiled at Benjamin. And this is Daniel. Benjamin was visiting his grandmother for a week, so the boys played together often and had a great time. I'm glad Mrs. Crane finally introduced Benjamin and me, Daniel told his parents one day. I knew all about him for a long time, but now I actually know him. Mom nodded. You can know about, or you can know. The elimination of one small word makes a lot of difference, doesn't it? It's like that when it comes to Jesus, too, Dad said. Some people know about him, but they don't know him personally. I often think of that this time of year, said Mom. Many people have heard the Christmas story over and over, but knowing about Jesus isn't enough. It's as useless as knowing about Benjamin without being able to meet him. Yeah, said Daniel. I was really tired of hearing Mrs. Crane talk about him. Knowing somebody personally is so much better than just hearing about them. I'm glad I know Benjamin now, and I'm especially glad I know Jesus. So how about you? Do you get bored hearing the same stories about Jesus coming to earth as a baby and dying on the cross for sinners again and again? Maybe that's because you only know about Jesus, but you don't know him personally. He loves you and wants you to know him as your Savior and friend. So trust him as your Savior and start getting to know him today. If you want to learn more about knowing Jesus personally, take Mom and Dad and go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is 1 John 5:13.
You may know that you have eternal life.
And our key thought for today, you can know Jesus personally. Looking forward to Christmas? Tick off the days with Keys for Kids Radio's Advent cards. Find each day's Christmas story on the Advent card. Talk with your family through the questions and ask God to help you apply the verse to your life. Count down to Christmas with Keys for Kids Radio Advent cards at keysforkids.net and tap countdown in the menu. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.